Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are going to talk with Stephen Jones in just a second. Want to remind you that tonight, Cowboys Hour player guest is Logan Wilson. He'll be rocking and rolling with Brad Cham, so make sure you tune in to that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring in the Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President, Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, you had talked about this several weeks ago before the defense just really went on a roll, and one of the things that got mentioned was missed tackles. Is that a thing that you look back, and the Lions are a very talented offense, but you look back at that game and kind of lament the missed tackles there?
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you don't have success, and certainly, obviously a very disappointing loss for us because we've been – playing really good football, then a lot of things play into it. Certainly missed tackles are part of it.
The Kenneth Murray kind of took a thrashing over the weekend. I'm curious if you think that's fair based on how he played in this past game and if there is a fix there for you.
Yeah, I think it's always tough. I mean, that's part of, when you play, play professional football, play in the NFL, play for the Cowboys, you're going to have moments where you get criticized. And certainly he's aware of that. As a team, we could have played better and, have to play better going forward if we're going to have any type of shot. But certainly, we are where we are and we have to move forward with that.
I know that this compacted schedule around Thanksgiving is nothing new to the Cowboys, but how much do you think the mental and physical break on the mini bye can be helpful for the players?
Yeah, I think it's, obviously we had a lot of short weeks there, playing on Monday nights, playing on Sundays, playing on Thursdays. That's part of it. No excuses. But, I guess it finally caught up to us because we certainly didn't play as well as we hoped we would play against Detroit. But certainly this break should help the guys get their legs back under them. And, we just got to go back to work and get back and, to executing the way we were doing before the Detroit game.
Stephen, Friday I heard you with G-Bag, and you used the term, didn't play our best game multiple times, shoddy, Pickens. We've heard that over and over. I was just kind of curious, in your mind, when this team plays its best game, its A game, what does that look like to you?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's, a team that's playing really good on offense that, can put up a lot of points, 30-plus points, I think very capable of. I think when we are playing better on defense, we certainly, we can do the job that we need to do to, hold the team, to where, it's respectable from a defensive standpoint. I think we're getting better defensively. Certainly that was a step backwards against the Lions. As you said, they're talented, but we have to be better than that. And then, the other phase that we lost against the Lions was the special teams. We have to be better on special teams. you know, a little bit surprised we hadn't gotten Turpin loose this year, but I think ultimately it'll happen. But we certainly didn't have one of our best games on special teams either. We gave up, you know, some big-time field position to the Lions, and they started, you know, at midfield multiple times, and we have to be better than that as well.
Is there ever a thought throughout the organization, or do you have any concern in your mind that Turpin's responsibilities as a wide receiver or the physicality as a wide receiver have taken away from his return capabilities?
No, I don't think so. I just think it's a matter of executing on special teams and getting them that opening to where, you know, he can make the big play. Certainly, I don't think his role on offense is having any effect in terms of what he's doing in the return game, you know, punt and kick return game. I don't think that's affecting that. I think he can do both. He's obviously very talented, and when he gets out in the open field, he makes big plays.
Ryan Flannoy's story with this team is quite fascinating, but he's stepped into the moment when given a chance this year. What do you think you have? And that we get this mindset, Stephen, whenever we see somebody do something, we're like, ooh, that could be this.
Right.
What do you guys feel like you have in that receiver?
Yeah, I think he's obviously a long physical player. He's made his mark to start with on special teams, played really well, and now he's getting the job done and doing the same thing on the offensive side of the ball. He's been a guy that we've always liked. He's always been somebody that made plays in training camp in the red zone, and you know, always felt like we had something there. But now he's obviously developing into a really solid NFL receiver.
Shoddy mentioned this earlier. He said the next 48 hours could potentially be a big time period for Guyton and Clowney. How vital is it that y'all can get those players back?
Yeah, I think anytime you get good football players back, it's a huge plus. And obviously we need to get them back out on the field. That's when players play their best, is when they practice. And I do think these next these next 3 or 4 days are going to be big in terms of them being able to get ready to get themselves prepared, to play the Vikings.
Does everybody in the organization believe that Trayvon Diggs still has the potential to be a good to great football player?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in him for sure. We just got to, the biggest thing, that makes all the sense to me that our coaches keep coming back to is, you know, we've got to get him to where he practices and practices well on a regular basis. That's when he plays his best football. When he's not able to practice and he misses practices, then unfortunately that's translated to how he plays in games. So we just got to get him out there where he's practicing day in and day out, and I think we can get it out of him.
Are monitoring the head issues or concussion issues, like with CeeDee Lamb, is that any more difficult than just like, hey, I'm healing from a broken arm or whatever else?
Well, I don't know about a broken arm, but obviously you're taking, we're doing all the things that the NFL and doctors require us to do when you have a player who's had a concussion in a ball game, and certainly he's doing a good job. He's meeting all the thresholds that you need to meet that'll get him to where he can play this week. And, so far he's had no setbacks.
That's great to hear. That is wonderful to hear. On the other side of the receiving room there, Pickens did have a post that is no longer up. Obviously it was in the story timeline. Do you ever make suggestions regarding social media, or are you hands off with that?
No, I don't make any suggestions on social media. I don't do it. So
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I don't give a lot of advice when it comes to social media. I do know Shadi had a great visit with George, and I'm at peace with where that is.
You're telling me that you don't have any burner accounts?
No, I stay away from social media. That passed me by a long time ago, and behest of my wife and my kids, they all advised me to stay off of it. So I think that's what I'll do.
If you just switched your name around, Jeevan Stones could be a really cool burner account.
Y'all are killing me.
Now back on the football field, Javonte Williams surpasses 1,000 yards. I know with the expanded schedule, do you feel like, how big of a milestone do you still think from receivers and for running backs surpassing that 1,000-yard marker still is?
Yeah, I think that's always been a benchmark, for success individually in a given season, is to hit that threshold of 1,000 yards receiving or 1,000 yards rushing. I don't think it's the end-all to be-all that makes you a great player, but certainly, when you're having that kind of production, it certainly points to a player, who's playing at a high level. And certainly Javonte's done that for us. I think we've got a real chance here happening with having two 1,000-yard receivers and CD and George Pickens, and certainly Ferguson's doing a great job as well. But it's not the only threshold in terms of what it takes, how you judge a player, but it certainly points to a lot of production.
Speaking of Ferguson, we all appreciate the toughness that he has, both mentally and physically. How do you balance that versus he's run into some fumble issues trying to get that extra 1 or 2 yards? Like, how do you balance that? We know how bad he wants it, but you got to be smart.
Yeah, he's got to protect the ball. He knows that. We all know, at the end of the day, what turnovers do to you in a football game. That was a big part of our problem against the Lions is, anytime you lose that turnover battle, there's usually a pretty good chance you're going to lose the game. And no one understands that more than Ferguson. As you said, he's a battler. He's a competitor. But he also knows we have to protect the ball in terms of, trying to win a football game. And certainly, it starts with winning the turnover battle. You give yourself a great chance to win. And we've just got to protect the ball.
Well, and in that respect, too, have Nate Thomas out there at left tackle. I know we're keeping eyes out on Tyler Guyton and everything, but do you feel like you've gotten the play out of your offensive tackles that this offense needed this year? Consistently?
Yeah, I think we're progressing. I think you can always be better. But, yeah, if you look at our offense, and, we've been very productive as an overall offense. And I think in general, yes, they've done a good job. Can you always improve? Absolutely. And certainly with Tyler, hopefully get Tyler back, but certainly like the job Nate Thomas is doing, and he's coming along. And certainly Terrence Steele is doing a good job as well. But in general, no, we've been, we're progressing as an offensive line and doing the job that we need to be productive on the offensive side of the ball.
Also, this is just kind of a general thing I've always been curious about. You and Jerry, y'all are also fans of this team. I mean, as close as y'all get to these guys and the work that y'all do, but like all fans, if a play happens, we overreact to things sometimes. Do you ever see a play on the field and you're like, all right, that's it, I'm cutting that guy, and then you change your mind later on?
I don't necessarily verbalize it, but I've had those thoughts probably. But certainly cooler heads prevail, and I'm sure everybody's had those thoughts at one time or another, whether it's a coach looking at a player or anything as far as that goes. I'm sure, you know, people have had, you know, wanted to judge me as well in a negative way. So you just got to keep, you know, everybody's out there. They're competing their ass off. They want to win. They want to do their job and do the job that it takes to be successful from the top down. And that starts with Jerry going down through me and Coach Schottenheimer and his staff and our players. You know, nobody's going to be perfect, but you certainly strive to be that way.
Have you thought about how you want to cut us sometimes after some of these questions?
Of course not. Of course not.
Of course not. Of course not.
Well, Stephen, I can tell you right now, keep an eye out. It looks like Jeevan Stones is going to be a Twitter account very soon.
Sorry about that. Yeah,
there you go.
And then
one thing's for sure, it won't be me.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And then last question I have, do you have any tips for us getting World Cup tickets? All right. Do you have any secrets or anything?
You might need to start working two jobs because I'm understanding they're really expensive.
Yeah, very true. Well, we appreciate the time. As always, good sir, we'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Take care, guys.
There you go, Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, I knew we were having some fun there, but the two things that we were talking about, and I think both of them stand out in terms of the regression you saw against the Lions, is the tackling and Jake Ferguson. Do you mind if I just throw out a couple of numbers?
Go ahead.
Specifically on catches, the Cowboys against the Lions, I get it, the Lions are very talented offensively, missed 13 tackles and gave up an additional 101 yards after a missed tackle. That's always going to crush you. And then for Jake Ferguson, first 2 years in the NFL, no fumbles. Last 2 years, he's combined for 7 fumbles. And that's what it comes down to. And I know Jake Ferguson has told the G-Bag Nation the exact same thing. You gotta hold on to the ball. And sometimes if it's third down and you're 7 yards away and you're already wrapped up with two people and you're like, I want to get that extra yard. I appreciate the toughness that it takes. But, like, what's the percentage it's going to cost you possession?
You know, I was talking with Chickaline earlier about Caleb Williams and how, very similar to Tony Romo, Caleb Williams sometimes looks like, I got to make this amazing play to save everything, to legitimize the number one overall pick, whenever you just play within the system. And same thing sometimes with what you're talking about with these guys. Look, not every one of these plays is going to be that. You got to recognize it. You got to recognize in that moment that, hey, this is what the play calls for, and this is what I can do. I can't risk, you know, we got to worry about the next play after this one. I know, Kevin, though, like, physically, mentally, in that moment, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
They're not trying to lose the ball.
Yeah. I mean,
that's definitely not happening, but it
for
does.
Sure. I always think
security has to be top of mind all the time.
I think the same thing sometimes when you look at a play and you're like, it probably would have been better if he didn't catch that. You're trained your entire life to see ball, catch ball.
Yeah.
And you might not be like, okay, well, hold on. In this scenario, it would be better off if I
understand
how that
exactly
can happen. And I think that's what elevates truly great players who know the situation in every single scenario as it's playing out in real time. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway where the Rangers stand at the start of the winter meetings, plus a giant in DFW sports scene and a complicated legacy and college football. Jam-packed expressway next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.